find a good reason why you're interested in this space and really dive down that rabbit hole. And it's impossibly deep. And while that's scary, it's also very exciting.
Yeah. So I would say.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the other episode of The Future Hour. And today, we are showing you the interview with Ravi Krzyzewski from Black Daemon. And before we jump right into it, we'd like to take a second to explain to you what they are about. Yahoo News reported at the end of January 2022, blockchain infrastructure leader Black Daemon has closed a Series C funding round of $207 million and reported at a post-money valuation of $3.25 billion. The institutionally focused infrastructure provider, which enables easier access to node management and staking services, will use these capital to accelerate strategic acquisitions, enhance, and to take to the next level their full stack product suite, and launch a fund to reinvest earned assets via a DeFi fund. The round was led by many, many major investment funds that we have heard about, such as Sapphire and Tiger Global, with participation from existing investors, including SoftBank and Ballstar Ventures as well. Leading asset manager Galaxy Digital also joined Block Daemon's cap table as well, right? So this number one, after you get a better understanding at Block Daemon's evaluation, here's point number two, what exactly do they do? And one of the most important thing is that nodes as a service. First of all, you must know that nodes as a service, NaaS, will only grow in importance as more and more companies switch their processes to blockchain. The Black Daemon, a NaaS provider, allows businesses to manage their blockchain application easily and effectively by pre-configuring simple nodes across many chains and networks. Block Daemon allows developers to deploy nodes within minutes and connect to blockchains. Professional developers require services that connect with their orchestration workflows in order to manage developments of blockchains. This is a normal state of affairs for cloud applications, but the respective standards for blockchains are over the place and very verticalized by protocols. And this is not my quote, this is the quote from the CEO and founder of Black Daemon that here to help you gain a better understanding about exactly what they do, right? And number three, that why you want to work with them or why you want to learn more about what they're doing is that very important. Cutting costs. Block Daemon provides its own infrastructure to offer faster deployment times and cut on costs. And in fact, their services are already being used by a few names you might recognize. And these names are increased by the day, right? For example, R3 and Deloitte and many other companies has been working with them. And again, quote from the founder, enterprises do not want to get engulfed in ideological choices around what protocol will evolve best for their applications. They want to define their software security, network costs, and throughput, and then use the best protocol for those needs. And here, Block Daemon ensures an agnostic position across all protocols to guide efficient selection. NaaS, rather like SaaS and MaaS, is designed to allow businesses to focus on their key strength and outsource the heavy lifting to a third party. They can innovate and iterate while being able to use one-click deployment to manage their node system. And as the blockchain ecosystem steadily grows, so will the plethora of companies enabling its expedition. And lastly, according to their website, dedicated nodes as a service for uncompromised connectivity, security, and performance. In my humble opinion, The Future Hour believes that Block Daemon is the leading provider of managed node services to the blockchain industry. With unparalleled experience in building enterprise-grade cloud and on-prem node infrastructure solutions for some of the largest companies in the world, with all of that said, now I'm sure that you cannot wait to jump into the interview. right? But before I let you do that, please tune in, subscribe the channel, and share this video with a friend of yours. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Kruszewski, Lead Developer Relations at BlockDaemon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Live with Jazzy from the Future Hour, and we're so excited because we finally get the folks. This is Robbie from BlockDaemon, and he's the Head of Developer Relations. Thank you so much for being
here. Of course, yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, it's
like fantastic, and I know you live in Spain, and I live in Spain, so it's great that we get to like showcase the country,
and
a lot of people are turning out. It's really awesome.
Absolutely. It's been a great event so far, right?
Yeah, I know. It's been fantastic. I mean, the venue is beautiful. The weather has been kind to us.
Yeah, it's been really nice. Absolutely, right? So first thing first, I want you to demystify a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I'll kind of break it up. So like what BlockDaemon is, right? BlockDaemon is a number of things, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to like abstract away some of the technical that's necessary for a user to not only have the ability to do like node operations, so we do like node service providers, but we also have the ability to allow users to stake. And this is going to be across a multitude of protocols. Right now, the number is at about 50, and it's growing quite quickly. Also, what we're working on for a developer standpoint is we have an API called Ubiquity. This, again, is supposed to help developers help with their technical debt. So what they're able to do is have a single endpoint that's going to allow them to connect to a multiple, in our multitude, rather, of protocols that hopefully is going to mitigate a lot of that issuance that they might have if they were to do this on a singular level. And we are also working on an NFT API that beta is going to be launching hopefully sooner than later. So ultimately what we're trying to do from an institutional to an enterprise and to a retail level is allow people to very quickly operate in this space without having to deal with perhaps a lot of the technical debt that has been known to people that have been in the space for a long time.
That's great. Absolutely fantastic, right? So earlier I talked to some of your colleagues about that. Could you tell us a little bit more about the NFT API you guys are working on?
Yeah, so the NFT API that we're working on, it's still under development, but ultimately what we're trying to do is we want to make sure that developers are going to have the ability to pull the information that's going to be most helpful for them when it comes to retrieving information and then being able to use that data and categorize that data that's going to be beneficial for other people that are interested in NFTs. And I think undoubtedly the NFT space is continuing to grow.
Yes.
But I think what we're also thinking about too is the future utility of NFTs, right?
Yeah.
As they become more dynamic and as they start to have more traction and utilization across a multitude of efforts, this is something that we want to make sure that developers have the ability to access. Yeah. And again, it's all about like empowering the developers.
Yeah.
So between Ubiquity and our NFT API, we want to give you all the tools necessary to create like very robust dApps.
Yes, absolutely. That's super important, right?
Yeah.
So earlier when me and you were chatting in private, you mentioned to me about this feedback loop you've been working with engineers and developers, right?
Yeah.
Could you tell us something about that? Because I think that's so fascinating.
Yeah. So I think something that I really love about BlockDaemon is we're very much like engineered centric. And so what we are really focused on is making sure that what we are really trying to promote as a company is then properly being used by developers. And we will not make the declaration in terms of what that means. The developers using it are going to be the ones that tell us what that means, right? So what we want to do is make sure that the tooling and the products that we're making are going to the developers. We're making sure that we can get proper feedback from those developers and that that's going back to our engineers so we can properly iterate on what the developers are asking from us as we continue to build that out and make that more robust and make that more helpful, right?
Yeah.
So all we want to do is make sure that we kind of have our ear to the ground and make sure what we're doing resonates with the people that are using that, right? Because it ultimately doesn't make sense to build a product that isn't adopted, nor are the people using it heard, right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We've seen this happen in the space, but as we continue to be, as this space continues to become multi-protocol, multi-functional, and interoperable with each other, it's incredibly important that we make sure that we listen to the developers, because ultimately the developers are the ones who are shaping this entire space.
Absolutely.
We nothing happens without developers, so let's make sure the developers are heard.
Yes.
And so as, you know, developer relations, I very much care about what the ground floor, what the developers are doing, what do they want out of our product, how can we empower them, how can we build reputation, how can we, you know, fight, you know, fatigue developing in this space.
Yeah.
How can we have retention? And this just comes back to, you know, being part of IPs, being part of, you know, that process in which they can very much say like, hey, we think as a group, this should operate this way. And we can say, fantastic, thank you. And then we can maneuver from there.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Because if you just stay deaf to what the developers are doing, in my opinion, you're not going to make it, you know, and GMI.
Yeah, exactly.
Like two answers. I would say from like a philosophical level, as you come into this space, there's a tremendous amount of jargon and this concept of being able to catch up and understand everything can be very overwhelming for newcomers. Even for me or you, anyone in this space to really have your head wrapped around everything is very difficult. So please, you know, understand that that imposter syndrome is very real. Understanding the advancements of NFTs, understanding the advancements of DeFi, protocol research, interoperability, staking, node service providers, you know, like, you know, API advancements, tooling in general. It's just, you know, you get kind of thrown in the ocean. But I suppose what's really fantastic about it is the community. Right. So we, you know, obviously the community is growing year by year.
Yeah.
But what's amazing is, you know, we all very much care about the advancement of this space, right? And so as you perhaps feel lost or overwhelmed, please, I suppose the advice I would have is look at documentation, join the Discords, join Telegram, join, you know, crypto Twitter, and ask a lot of questions, because there's a lot of people out there that will really try to make this easy for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I found this myself when I joined years ago, and to this day, you know, it's like we all pay it forward, right?
Yeah.
So when you are learning like what's going on, flash forward a couple years, now you find yourself almost like being one of those mentors, being like, oh, if you're curious about, you know, what's the difference between Ether's.js and Web3.js, or what's the difference between, you know, a CLI or a GUI, or, you know, what's the difference between this protocol and that protocol, now you're answering those questions.
Right.
And it happens like very, very naturally. So I would say, stick with it. Find a good reason why you're interested in this space and really dive down that rabbit hole. And it's impossibly deep. And while that's scary, it's also very exciting.
Yeah.
So I would say just stick with it and raise your hand when you need to, and you'll be all right.
Well, Robbie, thank you so much.
I'm definitely going to get you back and
do another longer podcast.
I'd love to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Tell us what is your Twitter, and then for audience out there following on Twitter.
Yeah, sure. My Twitter is going to be at @RO_BBIEK. So at Robbie K with an underscore between the O and the B.
Okay.
And that would be, or you could find me with 0xglitch, glitch.eth.
Awesome. Thank you so much for watching. Much love. Make sure you guys follow Robbie.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy the interview. And there's a little bit more before I let you go on to share about Robbie. He is super, super passionate about what he does, about what Block Daemon does, and very hopeful about the entire industry, right? And you do know that he used to work with ConsenSys and some interesting things, right? He's extremely familiar with React, Solidity, UX design, and prototypes. And he's always open to collaborate on ecosystem growth engines and Web3 learning materials. And he's looking for community managers, collaborators, developers, and designers, right? And please reach out to him, ask him about where you should start learning more about blockchain and node management. And I will put it down below that his Twitter and LinkedIn as well, right? Fun fact, he is very passionate about Spanish culture and Spanish cuisine. So if you happen to be in Spain, so don't forget to shoot me a message or shoot Robbie a message. Maybe we just happen to be in that city that you are in. With all that said, please subscribe and turn on the notification. Share this video with a friend of yours. And See you next Thursday. This is Jazzy from the Future Hour.
Okay. Awesome. Peace.
Yeah, thank you so much. Take it easy. Ciao.